Very well then. Very well then. Well, I am currently sitting here with Eric and Sam from the New Bomb Turks,
and Matt too, and Jim.
Matt and Jim are at points beyond the microphone right now, but they'll be in here soon enough.
Yes.
Well, first of all, thank you guys for coming down here. This is a real pleasure for you to be appearing on my radio show here. You know, it was a great goal of mine, having followed you guys for a long time since the a lovely wee colored split 45 with a band called Gaunt showed up in my mailbox about what was that, like, going on 10 years ago now, right?
Yeah, and back then my goal was to eventually sleep with Rose McGowan, and I still haven't reached it.
You gotta aim high.
You do have to aim high.
And keep working towards those goals. So tell us about this swing through the New York City area here. I remember the first time you came up to New York, I believe, was an ill-fated CBGB's performance during the CMJ festival with the Henry Rollins Band making a surprise appearance on the bill and making me a very angry young man.
Not so ill-fated. And in my book, at least personally, it's one of my favorite shows we ever had.
Really?
Because what happened was it was a Thrill Jockey, Scat Records, Crypt night.
It is what is now referred to in the local history books as the Ohio Invasion Show. I'll have you know.
Local history books.
It's true. It's not a lie. I can't make this stuff up.
So I was we were expecting the worst because
we lost that war.
Well, yeah. The Rollins Band at the last minute decided that they were in town practicing up for some tour and they would do this surprise gig thing at CBGB's. So like the first of what, six bands or something?
No, that was 60 bands.
60 bands.
In fact.
Didn't go on until 10 or something. And I thought, man, no one's going to stick around. It was Guided by Voices' first out-of-town show, whatever.
Their first show in 5 years, first out-of-town show, yeah.
Yeah, and I was just like, wow, this is, you know, amazing. They were really good. Gaunt was great. Prison Shake was good. All these good bands.
Zipgun, right? Yeah, also.
Zipgun was all right. Yeah. Gorilla was near.
Right.
Soul Vandals were okay, but we don't get on until
it was like 6 in the morning, wasn't it?
It was actually 3 days later. No, it was it was about 3 o'clock, and sure enough, the place was still packed, and it was a ball, and it was really great. Made me feel cool that people would stick around that late. Or then you start to think, well, maybe they're just really, really drunk.